I want to remind you of a special program we have coming up next Tuesday with Rosemary Clooney. It's a kind of singing autobiography in which I talk with her about different chapters of her life, and she sings songs that connect to those chapters. This onstage event was recorded last month in San Francisco as part of the City Arts and Lectures series. Our only problem with this program is that there are more good songs and stories than we'll have time for on Tuesday. But we didn't want you to miss this. I'm going to ask you to sing a song that is one of the many songs you've sung that I've heard differently after you sang it. And the song is Falling in Love Again, a song that is considered to be owned by Marlene Dietrich, who
Absolutely.
Is a very close friend of yours.
Yes.
And, of course, you do it very differently than she did. What inspired you to do the song yourself? And tell us a little bit about your approach to it, if you could.
I have to tell you about Dietrich first.
Please.
Okay. See...
What an unlikely combination.
Well, now, isn't that the truth? Isn't that just the truth? Maysville, Kentucky, and Berlin. Perfect, you know. You know, an icon from the golden age of movies. And somebody that sings pop songs. It's, she was wonderful. She was wonderful to me. When I got the job at Paramount, when I was going to go there, I called her up and I said, I'm gonna go be working at Paramount. She said, you know, I used to work there. She made Paramount, you know. She was the one who subsidized everything that else that went on there. I said, yes, I know you did. And she said, well, suppose I send a couple of letters of introduction for you, which is so sweet, you know. So I thought that she'd probably write to the front office, or maybe Wally Westmore or Edith Head or somebody, you know, like that. But she wrote to everybody. She wrote to the guys that work on, she wrote to cinematographers, she wrote to guys that plaster, you know, make, you know, just everybody, the head of every department got a letter from her saying, take care of my friend.
So what did they do to help you?
Well, they just, listen, if Dietrich said take care of it, that meant, you know, okay, the best hairdresser that was on staff, I got. And the best makeup man that was available, I got, because she did that. But there was a funny thing that happened about 7 weeks after I was at the studio. This guy was moving a mountain for DeMille, you know, rolling it across. And he was the gang boss, obviously. He said, hold it. So he came up to me and he said, everything all right? I said, yeah, everything's just fine, thanks. He said, well, I got a letter from the crowd. And I just wanted to be sure everything was okay.
So now you have to tell us about singing Falling in Love Again, why you chose to do it, and what you think of your approach to the song.
When she would, it was done as an anthem when she would come on the stage and when she would leave it. And sometimes she'd sing it and sometimes she wouldn't. And sometimes she'd kind of burlesque it, sing it with not, you know, much of her original intent. But when she sang it, just sweetly, and sometimes ironically, it was the best way it was sung.
And the way you sing it, we'll hear.
Okay. Falling in love again. Never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. Can't help it. Men cluster to me as moths around a flame. And if their wings burn, I'm really not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. What am I to do? I can't help it. That was Marlena. Really.
Rosemary Clooney recorded last month. We'll hear more of that concert and interview Tuesday on our show.